You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. And this is episode 115 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And what did you do this week?
Well, I spent some time on Bulroar playing with the new Instance Finder. I'll talk about that when we get to the official news, but I did several and just played with it just to try it out. I ran Fangorn's Edge instance on Bulroar 3 times, and so I'm now an expert at that. And I got lost in Carn Dûm with the Dumbs.
Okay. Is that it?
Is that enough?
No.
I took video of Mary Dew.
There you go.
I bought 3 emotes that I didn't want.
You bought 3 emotes you didn't want?
Yeah.
Why didn't you want them?
I bought them for the video.
Which ones?
The stone, paper, scissors.
Ah, okay.
That's I think a boy emote. I have no use for them. But if anybody wants to play stone, paper, scissors with me, I have them.
Okay. I myself, let's see, did Carn Dûm with the Dumbs. I played the Warden again. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it, I think, for the most part. It was interesting playing Warden again, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback this week from a Warden article, so I'm pretty happy about that, and I'm excited to give him a little bit of tries. It's kind of a little bit of, use the masteries and get used to them. And
so you're figuring it out?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a couple that I was able to use.
We pretty much didn't let you tank.
No.
I even stole aggro once. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, when your group is just about pushing buttons, not that that's bad.
We get it done. The dumb way.
Yes, I won't argue with that at all. So, although that's a little bit annoying, I will say that we did fairly well. We ended up getting the Crescent Key, which is good.
The Ornate Key.
So, that is...
I don't know what a Crescent Key is. It sounds delicious, though.
Yeah, it's probably from World of Warcraft. Oh. So, yeah. So, pretty much everybody's got it that was there.
Yes. So, we got lost. And everywhere we turned, there was that stupid ornate gate. At one point, We got trapped, and we had to jump to our deaths.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we didn't have to, but that was a more fun way to do it.
I was actually pretty happy with it, for the most part.
But Sodom is back next week.
Yeah, Sodom is back. I think I'll still keep my warden up with that. So this might be the first time in a long time where there won't be a spot for me.
Nope.
Everybody's back doing work and stuff. Well, that's fine. I guess.
I don't know. Well, it's the holidays too. We might need to.
Right.
We don't do anything. We go for Thanksgiving. We go to my mom's, who lives like a mile away from me, and then we come home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we stay there for a long time.
Well, yeah. We go there. We eat our face off.
We eat our face off?
And then we take a nap. And my dad watches football, and then we have pie, and then maybe rest a little bit more, and then we come home.
Your dad doesn't really watch much football. When he's pretty good about letting everybody watch a movie or something like that.
He's not to my mother.
No, but when there's family over,
he usually changes. Well, they have that separate TV room now that he can go and watch football if he wants to.
The baby man cave.
Because it's also the room where baby hobbits grandma toys are.
Yes. And let's see. So, no, I want to thank everybody who gave me a lot of tips on the Warden. And throughout their rotations and what they do and stuff like that. There was definitely some tips. There were some things that I kind of figured out that night that were very similar to what I was doing. But it's always good to have more experienced people tell me what to do.
Yeah, that helps.
And L was really cool. I talked to him over email before that went out, and he gave me some tools as well to talk about.
El would know.
Yeah, El would know. He's a good warden.
He didn't ask Az then. Az is going
to
be
no,
upset.
No, I did talk to Az too. Okay. And Az talked
Az
to me as well.
Az is the one that, like, by the time we were so lost and we've run into the Ornate Gate 7 times. I don't even know if there's 7 in there, but we found 7. And Az was online. I was like, where do we get this stupid key? And he's like, okay, go through here.
Yeah.
So I'm telling him, okay, Az says we're going the right way. Keep going.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Az knows that dungeon
he
very well.
He helped win a bit. Yeah, so you should be able to get all the other stuff that is in there when you guys go back.
Okay.
And champ is 68. I don't remember how close to 69.
Oh, yeah, Golden Star is 68 now.
All right, congratulations.
And I got, I'm going to take a picture. I have a picture of it. Somebody sent me a poem about me dinging 68. And it was very nice. I mean, it didn't specifically say 68. It said, I noticed that you've earned a level, and it was a poem.
Okay.
It was nice. So I took a screenshot of it, and I'll share that in the show notes.
Very cool.
I think his name was Scribe. Makes sense.
And I think that pretty much concludes it with me. Yeah. That concludes it. All right.
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Okay, with that, we'll head into Town Crier.
And now, the Town Crier.
So there's a whole lot of Update 5 news coming out, and it started off with 10-Ton Hammer. So Ten Ton Hammer released an article based on an interview with Adam Mirsky and Aaron Campbell related to stuff in Update 5, and some of the highlights include, we will be continuing the epic book focusing on Theodred. We'll kind of be saying goodbye to the Rangers.
Right. Wouldn't be sad. We won't be following them around and cleaning up poo for them. Who is going to clean up this poo?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that quest yet, so... Instance Finder is coming with Lotro, which is, I would say, out of everything, is causing the biggest amount of conversation.
Yeah. Oh, that and Wardens.
Yeah, that and Wardens. Oh my gosh.
There's like 27 Warden things in the dev tracker. Yeah. I stopped reading them.
So, the new instance cluster will be focused on the Tower of Orthanc and Saruman. The theme will be challenging Saruman directly. There's going to be three small fellowships. One is called Fangorn's Edge, which you know.
Yes.
There's the Pits of Isengard. And the third one is closed right now.
Well, the Fangorn's Edge is also bugged. It doesn't finish. I mean, you can do the whole thing.
Right.
Just like the quest doesn't update and there's no way out of the dungeon.
It's bugged. Yeah, the quest doesn't finish, so you can't get out of it.
Yeah, you can do the entire instance. I've done it 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The easiest actually was when Katani, we had 2 healers and a burglar. And Katani was like, well, I'll just tank. And she's such a good healer. I didn't have to heal either. She did both roles.
Good.
I healed maybe a couple times. Mostly I just went, okay, this is what we have, because I knew the dungeon. I'm like, this is what we have to do. Go do it.
There will be one full fellowship called the Foundry, which also takes place in Isengard's Depth, and one 12-man raid in the Tower of Orthanc, where you will be challenging Saruman himself.
Yes, Krell, my healer tanked. We had 2 healers and a burglar in our 3-man, and the healing traded captain decided to go and run in with her face.
Yep. She's good like that.
She was good like that.
And there's going to be new sets of instance. There'll be new instance set gear and new raid set gear. And a consolidation of barter currencies.
Ooh. Which I don't really... I know you've explained it to me. I'm sorry. I'm dumb. That's why I've been invited to the dumb group. But... they've consolidated it
Yes.
To the max. Except for Stupid Crap is still in my inventory. I don't know why Stupid Crap is still in my inventory.
What do you mean? Not all of it got changed over.
I have Moria marks. I have Mirkwood marks. I have Golden Stars. I have...
Yeah, some of the...
Like, why aren't these barter items in my barter wallet?
Because they didn't convert everything. That is what happens when you don't convert everything. Yeah, they're doing seals, medallions, and marks. Marks being the lowest currency.
Like skirmish marks.
Yeah, medallions being the medium, and seals being the highest.
Right. So seals are kind of like the superior fourth marks.
Right.
And if there's higher than that, I don't know.
Yeah, they'll also be like the rate. Seals are what you're going to end up ultimately buying your better gear with.
That's what you buy the raid gear with.
Yeah, raid gear.
But even the starter stuff required seals. But it's kind of like how everything now requires some superior fourth marks.
Well, and this comes later, I had this list. There's a lot of arguments over the consolidation and like how much everything costs versus how much everything is rewarded. And Zombie Columbus stated that, you know, they're keeping a good eye on it. They're, you know, nothing's perfect. Nothing's great. But, you know, they're working hard on it. And, you know, they're going to continue to take a look at it as far as, you know, the following changes are coming down the pipe, increasing both the drop rates and the costs to get them a little closer to what we're currently used to.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I ran the three man three times and I didn't get a single seal. I still don't have any.
Well... You might not. They're supposed to be rare.
Is this supposed to be a rare thing?
Yeah.
Well, it is, because I didn't get any.
And, yeah, they're going to be more plentiful in raids.
Well, I'm sure, because the raid set required a lot more seals
right.
than the crap that I was trying to buy.
Yeah. They're also going to audit all the vendor rewards that cost seals to make alternate prices for the rewards, because they want solo players to still be able to purchase... Like some things like Scrolls of Empowerment.
Okay.
But yes, you know. So it's kind of, you know, we're waiting for the dev diary. I think if anything, releasing this before the dev diaries has probably helped people define what needs to be in the dev diaries the most.
Sure, yeah.
I know Ransroth is
enough questions. He's like, okay, I should touch on that.
Yeah. If I remember, there was a chance of seals coming from Endgame Classic, you know, Classics
instances. You told me the Isengard Cluster and some Classics.
Yeah,
probably the scalable cluster. Ones, I would guess.
Yeah, probably the scalable Classics, like... Well, whatever's in that category.
Like Great Barrows.
We keep moving on farther. It's hard to know sometimes. I think it's okay. I kind of question it when I see like something costs like 200 seals.
Yeah, from the rating set costs a lot of seals.
Because from my understanding, they were going to be pretty... I don't know how many seals they're going to be giving out in raids. I mean, you would have to give out a lot of seals.
Right.
Currently, it's... You know, you get this mark and you have enough, Northmen stuff and, you know, you're set.
Right.
And this seems like a kind of a step backwards from that.
Well, I went to go just to see, not the rating set, but just like the lowest level, like upgrade, the 75 gear that you can do 3 and 6 mans better with is what I was going for. And even that, I think that the lowest thing, the gloves required 6 seals. So that wasn't so bad.
That's not bad.
That could be doable, but...
Yeah, if you're giving out 2 or 3, you know, a couple bosses, that'd be fine. Oh, and Grail points out that it is the Isengard Cluster, like we said, the classic 6-man, and then 12-man content.
Okay.
And then I think there's also a possibility in some of the challenges in some of, that you can get them as well. But don't quote me on that.
Okay.
All right, so we continued with Massively from our buddy Sip. Who is, you know, who actually had, I thought, a little bit more in-depth article, especially considering talking about the Saruman fight and what goes on there. I'm not going to tell you what goes on there because there's some massive spoilers.
I'm guessing magic.
Yes, you are correct. But it's
spoiler!
I thought it was pretty cool. There are some people who are very upset about this, but I think that you need to take a look at... what it is and maybe even experience it before you get too upset at it. Because...
Well, you can't kill him.
No.
It's going to be one of those fights where he'd be like, blast you kids, and runs away.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it, even though I'm heavily tempted to, but if you read it, it's pretty good. He also takes a look at the instance finder, and he points out some interesting things, especially some of the quirks. Like, in this is like a part, you know, this is a first phase of the instance finder. The thing about the instance finder is that it is the first iteration. And it's interesting that you can't actually select what instance you can do. Right. It's broken up into three things: skirmish, Isengard, and instance.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty vague, but at least they got the Isengard ones.
Yes.
Set, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
They also let you select the size: 1, 2, 3, 6.
Yes, and so no raids.
Right, and select the tiers: 1, 2, 3, 3 being only for skirmishes.
Skirmishes, yes.
You had some good experience. From what you said, and I believe Sip touched on this too, you can either join, you know, you can either create a small group or a group and create the, you know, go into Instant Finder, or you can go by yourself and select, like, hey, I'll do a 3-man, I'll do a 6, 3, 2, and 1, and then it'll look for you for a 6-man, then it'll look for you for a 3-man, then a 2-man, and then a 1, and offer you to throw you into.
Yeah, they're basically, all it does is, like, you put yourself in the queue, and then a countdown timer starts. And if it does not put you in any kind of group within that countdown timer, it offers you a solo skirmish, basically.
That's weird.
Well, there's no other solar instances available, are there?
No, just skirmishes.
Yeah, so it offers you a solo skirmish, but you get a solo skirmish with the bonus of using the instance finder, which means you get the 5%, what is it, a morale boost and gold gain or something. So you get the bonus of using the instance finder in your solo skirmish.
Right.
So even if you don't draw a group, you still get this benefit for trying.
Right. So. And you do have to make sure that you select this. Otherwise, if you don't select it, you will, sit there until you get the lowest group that you chose?
Select what, honey?
Like the sizes of a group. Like if you don't want to do a skirmish, you just, uncheck one?
Yeah, just if you don't want to do, yeah. I don't know. I just left it at the defaults because I would take anything when I was trying it. And it just, there's no, it's just a countdown timer. I don't think that it'll keep you in there indefinitely, will it? Maybe it will if you take off the one, I guess.
Okay. What if you...
But if you get offered the skirmish and you don't feel like doing it, you can just say, decline or whatever. And then you can enter the instance finder again without penalty. There's nothing stopping you if you don't actually go into the skirmish.
Okay. If you select multiple tiers, will it throw you into a tier 3 skirmish by default?
I don't think anything's by default. I think it just tries to match you up with anybody who's got the same criteria as you.
Okay.
If everybody else has got tier 1 and you've picked 1, 2, and 3, you're going to get a tier 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ran it 3 times, and some of the questions I got was, well, how are support class is going to get in this, because it's going to look for a tank and a healer and a something else.
Yes.
And that's not the case. I've been in there. My first time in there, I got a guardian, a hunter, and I'm a minstrel.
That's so pretty good.
Tank, DPS, healer. Like,
well, yeah.
The trio. And that was just by happenstance. That just happened.
Now, do you feel that it's interesting that they chose that with 3-mans, they're going to get a tank or a healer?
So the 3-mans will get a tank or a healer, not necessarily both. So, and like I said, it worked. I had 2 healers and a burglar, and we'd get it fine. It was my fastest run.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if, like, a tank and no healer.
I
wonder if it tries to pick somebody who's, like,
I couldn't support. Test the no healer theory, honey. I am a minstrel.
Darn you.
Another time that I went with, and I was paired up with, I think the burglar was set himself to support, and I had a champion who set himself to DPS. So it was healer, support, DPS, no tank.
Well, the champ can...
The champ was set for DPS, and he offered to go and respec. So he left the instance respect for tanking and came back. He's actually a CSTM fan. So
well, that was very nice of him.
So that was... Yeah, and we did great. We did not save a lot of trees, but saving trees is overrated.
Yeah, saving trees is overrated.
We're not hippies. But, so, yeah, in all three of my instances where I was paired up with people, I was able to do it with the group that they threw me in.
Okay.
Without a problem. And I didn't always have a tank. But of course, I did always have a healer.
Right. Cheater. All right. So those guys had great coverage, and I really appreciate them doing what they did. So as you can imagine, Bull Roar is open. You can go download it.
Yes, it's open for everybody. Free players can play it too. I get that question often if it's open to for free players. Yes, you just have to have an account in good standing that's active, obviously. Right. Like if you have a bunch of marks against you, you're not going to get in. But you have to go and download a separate client. There's a link in the forums, in the Bull Roar beta forums, of where to go to download. So you have to download a separate instance of Lotro because it's a different build, basically.
Right.
So, but you log in with your same account information. Character copy is available, and the Isengard Tavern is open. And the Isengard Tavern, because one of the people I was randomly grouped with, I talked to everybody in the Isengard Tavern. That means that I was level 75 with a bunch of legendary items and random armor and food and potions. And I was also a captain general because I talked to the PBMP guy.
Right.
If you had a ring over your head, I'd talk to you. Yeah, and so he was like, "Captain General, that's impressive." And I'm like, "It's fake.
It's not real."
And he was like, "What do you mean? He didn't know. He was such a good hunter. He didn't need the Isengard Tavern."
Yes.
So the Isengard Tavern is a place in-game where you can go in and you can level your character up to whatever level you want.
Right.
Basically, you can get some potions, you can get some gold, you can get some skirmish marks, you can get turbine points to buy stuff in the store with. The easiest location that I know how to do it is to go to Thorn's Gate.
Yeah, that's the easiest location.
And then there's like a door right by the horse guy.
If I remember correctly, it used to have multiple doors to like all the locations, but they've changed it up some since I've seen it. And yeah, go to the Stable Master in Thorn's Gate and then turn north.
Yeah, it's just like around the corner. There's a door in the wall there.
It says Isengard Tavern if you mouse over it, or if you have object names turned on.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of, and then once I was in there, now I have a map to the Isengard Tavern.
Once you do that quest through Lutzang in the Moria.
I have no idea. I talked
Moria
to everybody.
Training Room. That's where you can get that. Or you can buy it off of the barkeep that's there.
Yeah. And Krell mentions that there's a map vendor in there as well. So you can buy a map to go to wherever you want to.
Or you can just get free tokens and buy it off the store.
Well, you can get it for free from the dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. So, yeah. Character copy is also available, like Golden Star said. Mm-hmm. So you can just copy your character over if you are not a noob like we are.
I copied Golden Star over, but she was only 67.
Right. We're also going to include a bunch of links by Ransoroth, who was very kind and actually very, I want to say, very, no.
Wow.
Pervasive and just very good about talking about the different things and the different situations that people had about this current iteration of the Instance Finder.
I think that's called patience.
Yeah. And what he is planning for the future.
Yes.
If you've got something, I would say just links, read these, look at the thread. If you have suggestions or concerns, put it up there. He is reading it, but right now he's focusing on the dev diary.
Right. And then also another question that I got that I'm sure he talked about. I didn't read all his posts because I thought the Instance Finder was pretty self-explanatory. I didn't have a whole lot of questions when I was using it. Once you use it and everybody confirms, like the three people in my group confirmed that, yes, we will group with each other
right. And
we're ported into an instance, immediately I get the reward buff for
right. Being
in there. And I also have a debuff for 10 minutes to prevent me from using the Instance Finder again.
Right. If you leave that, you get that buff still. So I think it's good. And
it works like a skirmish defeat penalty.
Right.
If you leave, what is it called? Like if you abandon a
skirmish. Oh, it was called like cowardice or something like that.
It's not called that.
Oh, well, like, yeah, it's something like that.
But that's kind of like that.
Negative 10 or negative something marks for like the rest.
Well, this doesn't prevent you from doing any kind of instances if you want to do an instance yourself. It just prevents you from using the finder again for 10 minutes. And the idea behind that is for someone, because it's right now it's a random dungeon.
Right.
Which means that when you're doing it, you're going to do a lot of free dungeons, because if you're up against free players who haven't purchased other dungeons, you're going to, it's just the odds. You're going to do right. a free dungeon or a free skirmish over the paid ones. And so, they foresee that someone's going to be like, I cannot do the Great Barrows again. I'm out of here.
Right.
And that stops them from just like hopping in and out of group. Because once they abandon the group that's inside, that group is stuck. They cannot. Update 6 is supposed to allow you to say, hey, we have an empty spot for an instance in progress. Come fill it.
Yeah, right now you can't.
But right now we cannot. Yeah. So they're trying to dissuade people from leaving. Also, you can't kick somebody. So you can't like use the instance finder, been like, boot you, bring my friend in, and now we have the bonus. Or you're not worthy. I'm an elitist jerk. I'm out of here. And so they're trying to make it fair. And for real, I know that Ransoth was talking that this is the best way to bring this out and test it, because they can test it internally, but they really need a bunch of people using it.
Exactly. One thing that we didn't mention is that full fellowship groups will need a tank and a healer. We did mention the third, the 3-man restrictions, so we should mention that.
Right.
You do get bonus, like bonus marks from using, you get a bonus marks from using or going into the instance finder and using it. Whereas if you just do instance join, you don't get bonus marks from it. Isn't that right?
Sorry, say it again.
You get bonus rewards from using the instance finder.
You get, yeah. And not what?
But if you use like instance join, you won't
get it. If you just like do a kin run and get everybody in a group and then go into an instance, no, that doesn't work.
And you also get a 5% morale power buff as well.
Yes, you get a morale buff, and you get a gold buff, I believe.
Okay, so there's a lot. They're really trying to make it so that you can use this. And if you're wondering, well, why are they doing this? Why not let us use the instance join? It's because their ultimate goal in using this instance finder is to have people use the different instances that are out there. They want people running the old classics.
That's another reason why they're doing the barter simplification.
Right.
Any dungeon you do now gives medallions.
People would run, and it's still, I'm sure it still would happen today. People run dungeons that they perceive to be, have the highest reward for the less amount,
and they just run it over and over and over
again. Like the library is a really popular one, and so is the school, because the short 3-man instances that if you do challenge mode, you get a superior thwart, you get a nice little mark for it. They're tired. They know that people do this, and they know that people are burning out. They also know that people are not experiencing, and they've also put some time into these dungeons, so they want people to do them. I've never been in dungeons or warp bins, because all we ever did was sword
halls. I've never done any of the Mirkwood except for sword halls.
We did do Samith Ghoul. We did do SG, the 6-man.
Okay. I thought we died.
Well, we did that. We died with Az, but remember we went with the Dumbs and we lived.
No, it wasn't the Dumbs.
Yeah, I think it was the Dumbs, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was the Dumbs.
We're a little young for Samith Ghoul.
Oh, no, it was a Smite Knight. It was a Smite Knight. Okay. It was Smite Knight. Okay. I just thought it was the Dumbs. I think Hoppy was there.
Hoppy was there, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that. So it wasn't the Dumbs. And I don't think that.
Well, another thing that this Instance Finder will do is people who, prefer not to be in kins, or they're in casual kins that don't like to run instances, this gives them something else, a way to build it instead of looking for fellowship chat.
There's also some questions of whether or not it'd be cross-server, and it's not.
No. Believe it.
So, some people were concerned about, one of the biggest complaints about WoWs is that it's cross-server, and they have a metric ton of servers on WoW.
And they're all jerks.
Yeah. So, what happens is that when people would go into the instance finder, some people wouldn't talk to each other. You keep people out. People judge you by your gear, which is stupid because that doesn't make you good. I've run with a lot of people who have had high armor and just were horrible.
Yeah.
And then the WoW finder, seriously,
when we were using it was seriously like no personality whatsoever. Like my inclination when I started a fellowship with someone is to say, hi, how are we doing? And those people did not talk at all.
You go in, you do the dungeon, you leave.
You
go in,
you run through the dungeon at like breakneck speeds, and then you leave.
And you just hope that somebody doesn't figure out that they want to kick you suddenly for no reason whatsoever.
Or the person who only needed something off the first boss and leaves after the first boss because he didn't get what he wanted.
Yep. So that is, and then, you know, people, most likely it's going to be somebody you're never going to see ever again. So they're just complete jerks and they take advantage of it. Whereas this one is, if they're a jerk, you can go talk to them immediately afterwards.
They're on your server.
They're on your server. So
they are part of your community.
Thumbs up. So I think that's great. You know, I think they have mentioned, I would imagine that cross server would be incredibly difficult to implement.
I would think so.
Yeah, and I would, my guess would be that they would straighten out whatever database issues there are. Oh, well, we forgot to mention that there are database issues, so you can't copy your character from EU over to Bull Roarer, so you have to make a new character.
Yeah, EU characters cannot character copy. They have to, we'll just make a character and use Isengard Tavern.
And my guess, that would be the biggest thing that would keep them from doing crossover, because if there's problems copying characters, then there's got to be problems with like doing instance join across them.
I'm sure it's possible, but right now we're looking at a very early stage of this instance finder. I think that they really want to put it out there, let people use it, gauge how it's being used, see how they can improve and move from there.
So anyways, we have plenty of links. I think I've got a total of 7 links in here, where Ransroth has given a lot of good feedback. After this, he did give a couple of feedback, but it's usually him saying, it'll be in the dev diary. I'm working on the dev diary right now, so I didn't include those. Mm-hmm. You don't need to see that.
Right.
Like you said, Fangordon's bug, third instance is down. And we talked about Zombie Columbus. And, nice little bonus here. There's going to be a built-in plugin manager.
Woo.
I know, you're like, I don't use them.
Yeah.
I might someday.
I might if this is automatic.
Yeah. So you can use this either from the loading screen or you can do it from on a character. And you can just manage your plugins across players and just set it, forget it. They'll load when you get in. You can unload them if you don't want to. Somebody said that if you want to see what really they can do with some of the new features, the plugins, that is, you can load more maps and go into Bull Roarer and see what's going on there. I'll check that out later, and if it's interesting, I'll do a post on it. But I'm interested to see what they can do. I am really excited. I'm glad to see this. It's, you know, movement forward in Lua, which from Frozen Archer and Gnarl. So thumbs up, guys, and everybody else who works on it, obviously. I'm sorry if I excluded you there by just saying it was those two guys, because it's not, obviously.
Well, they're the voices anyway.
Yeah, they're the voices. So thank you, everybody who's working on this, and I'm glad to see things moving forward, and, you know, let's get that in the patch notes, because that's a documented change.
Hooray.
That's right.
I know you're excited, sweetheart. I'm not trying to rain on your parade.
I think it's cool. I mean, it's good, and one of the things I like about this is that it's clear now you can get to see who actually did it, and they can write an about, and they can put their options in it, and it's awesome. I love it. Very happy about it. There are coming changes with wardens, and unfortunately, they're not all going to be the ones that you want. So, morale leeches, they are not returning what they need to be returning. They are not going to be changing in update 5. Most likely, they will be in update 6. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, update 6. However, the heals from Impressive Flourish, Persevere, Safeguard, Celebration of Skill, Conviction, Restoration, and Warcry are all going up.
They're just not on Bull Roarer, correct?
Yeah, they're not on Bull Roarer, right? Because they got fixed after the release that is there right now.
Do you think that they'll update Bull Roarer before Thanksgiving?
I would really hope so. Because it seems like there's a lot of fixes where people are saying, oh, this was fixed right after this build was taken.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, and it's, you would think that a holiday weekend,
it's a good time to kind of put that out there.
You would think you'd have a little more people maybe interested in fiddling around on Bull Roarer.
Right. So, what was happening is that, the heals just weren't scaling that they were supposed to be. So, unfortunately, they got, Orion got those fixes in. Unfortunately, the morale leeches will not be coming. Sorry.
I totally picture, like, leeches.
You know, I want to say that... Well, okay, like the Morale Leech just basically puts a dot on them.
I'm going to draw a picture of a Morale Leech so you can see what I physically see in my head when you say that.
Yeah. So, I do have to say this, though, is that I'm kind of disappointed with, like, the way that wardens are behaving in that thread. It's, I think that...
Like I said, there is 37... That's an estimate. Like... things and just the dev checker of the dev trying to correct people's assumptions.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I included, you know, I think Orion did a like kind of a conclusion post. I'll have a link in it. It's called More Info. Because
it's just called More Info.
Well, I almost more did info. Stop. Please stop with the whining. You know, I don't really think I, you know, I know it's very important, but I hate to see Orion just get dumped on because he's doing the best he can. You know, so he's looking at the legacies. He's looking at a bunch of bugs. He's looking at this thread. Orion is one of the better people about posting this stuff. So if you want, you know, just do it cordially and put it in there. Take a look at the last one, the last post that we'll include, because that's pretty much a summary and you can see if your issue has been addressed yet.
Okay.
Update for release notes.
The I think shortest it's your turn in history.
The shortest, yes. I couldn't believe that these were actually the notes.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe they're still working on it, and I just looked at it too soon. Because I did it like first thing in the morning. But there's three bullet points. They address several unintended gameplay issues. Read that as they fixed exploits, and they're not going to tell you what exploits are.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, what are unintended gameplay issues?
Those are exploits.
Yeah, that's an exploit.
Code 4.
They're not going to tell you because it was a bad juju.
Yeah. The mounted rear emote was using a roar sound rather than a neighing mount, and so it's been fixed. And Alt-Tab while running DX 10 or 11 graphics mode should now behave as expected. I don't have any problems with Alt-Tabbing. But whatever. Right. I also play in window mode. Maybe that's
probably a bigger deal.
Anyway.
And then also the Fashion Maven.
The Fashion Maven is available this weekend. Now, if you don't know what the Fashion Maven is, this is a game master. This is a person. And I don't know how this works because I've never gotten the Fashion Maven title.
I don't know a lot of people who have.
Right. Well, I don't think it's been around for several years.
It's been a while since they've done this.
Right. So, but it's a game master who's hanging out and looking at people's clothes, like your cosmetic look on your character.
Like how you physically look, yeah.
Right. And if they like it, you will get a mail in-game from them with a Fashion Maven scroll that'll give you the title, The Fashionable. And if they don't, I believe they also give you a scroll, but I'm not sure. But you get the title, The Unfashionable, for your heinous look. And so it's a rare title. It's granted, you know, based solely on one person's perspective.
Right.
It's more than one GM, for crying out loud, but it's based off of personal, you know, a personal, how do you say it?
Personal appearance?
Yeah, well, it's a
your personal
point of view. Like, it's that person's
fashion sense.
Right.
It's their fashion sense. It has nothing to do with you. It's about them going, they're stylish, or what the heck?
Right. There's also a third title that is granted with the Fashion Maven, but Sapien's post didn't mention it, so I don't know if they're handing this one out or not. It's called The Eyesore. This is for somebody who is dressed so hideously bad that they get the title The Eyesore, plus they get the Head of Shame, which is a burlap sack to wear on your head.
I wouldn't mind that.
So, it's pretty bad. In my post, that's a picture of Golden Storm's actual armor.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that ugly?
That's pretty bad. That's really bad.
I should just go run with just her armor on. She doesn't run around like that. That's just what her armor that she's wearing looks like. But historically, the best place to be for the Fashion Maven has always been Bree.
Yeah.
I've heard of, like, the outside the Prancing Pony, I've heard of in the Boar Fountain area.
The Boar Fountain area? Probably just wanders around invisible most of the time.
Yeah, I'm sure they're invisible and just walking around. But I don't know if they'll go to some places like Galtrev.
Maybe, if they can stand
I don't know it. How it works even with layering now.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, but I know that some people are worried about, like, well, I play in Australia and, you know, I don't know if they're going to be around during my time that I'm playing. There's GMs for every country.
Oh, I would assume that there's GMs. Well, I only have experience with EverQuest, so I can't really tell you.
But how did EverQuest do it?
At EverQuest, it was the people that actually worked for for SOE had, you know, scheduled time. And then everybody else was just kind of like, you're on when you're on. Okay. You, I mean, you had scheduled time, but you could also come on whenever you want. If you like, you couldn't sleep in the middle of the night, you could log on your guide and start answering tickets if you were crazy insane.
Okay. So, well, we don't know if that's how Lotro does it, but they know that people, they have European servers, they have Oceanic unofficial servers, but they know that they have people during all times during the day, and they have to have GMs on during all times during the day to answer your tickets.
I would think so.
So I would think that I don't think that that's should be a worry. Just play like you would. I know that some people are just standing around AFK and Bree hoping to be spotted. I can't give you any advice because it's completely random and it's driven by a person who's invisible that you can't see.
That's right. Well, good luck to everybody out there who deems that this is what they want to do. And good luck. I mean, why not? It would be fun to have that. I know I wouldn't mind the burlap sack, but it looks like Golden Storm's going to win that. Shush.
moving on. That's her super awesome armor set.
Moving on to store news. The State of the Guardian is coming on November 23rd. We talked about this a little bit last week, but now we have a date. November 23rd to December 8th. You can buy this fantastic horse, which I will be needing to grind like 35 freaking turbine points even after my monthly allowance of 500 just to buy it. It's a pain. Or I'll just go buy a card because I'm that lazy. Interesting to see. They are having
lotteries. This is the final weekend for the lotteries for the Guardian, State of the Guardian. Because next week it's available in the store.
And the weekly store sale. What do we have going on?
The free sample this week is a +5 hope token, 15 minutes. You put this in your cart. It's for levels 40 to 50. So if you don't see it, that's probably why. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't use the store enough. I bought stupid emotes that I didn't want.
I can't use it right now.
Put this in your cart, use the coupon code FRCNQY at checkout, and you will get that for free this week. That's until November 23rd.
Okay.
Weekly sales. Virtues are on sale for 20% off. They get a meh, simply because this is,
it's something you can do in game, but
it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's a grind. This is definitely a means to the end in a quick fashion. Like, I need another zeal. I have zeal. trait slots are on sale for 20% off as well. These get a thumbs up. These are for free and premium players only. VIPs get all their trait slots for free, included with their VIP subscription. You may not see them all. They might be locked because they are level based. So they unlock as you level up. So you don't have to buy these if you are VIP. If you are VIP and then went down to premium, anything that you had unlocked stays unlocked for you. But you'll notice you'll probably want to buy these starting around 40-ish.
Yeah, around 40. They start to make a really
big difference. So if you're younger, don't worry about it right now. But if you're in that 40-ish range and you're maybe suffering a little, this might be something to look into to give you a boost. Slayer Deed accelerators are on sale, 20% off. I gave this a thumbs up simply because it gets you the virtue that are also on sale, but it gets you titles, it gets you turbine points, and you get there via in-game, and it's twice as fast.
And yet I can't purchase them. Because if I did it to get my deeds, it would still be negative points for me. Darn you, store and your conveniences.
Anyway, I think that these are a nice convenience item. They're not very expensive. The cheapest one is 60 turbine points right now. This is the kind of thing, though, that if you're going to go and do your dead slayer deed, you want to go there first. Find a good patch of where there's a lot of dead, and then use the scroll, because it is timer-based.
Yeah, definitely. Because otherwise it's going to be, like, a pain. So don't buy it for, like, the winged dragonette things and the stupid Moria, because I learned that the hard way. That's a bad thing to do.
But if you're doing,
like, well, if you're doing, like, orcs and Lorien, where if you go into the north, they're, like, literally everywhere, that's a good place to do it. Yeah, but things that are scarce in the beginning, don't waste your time. You're just going to spend more time running around, and this buff is going to fall off, and you're going to waste your points. So, all right. And
Moral asks if I have meh the Slayer Deeds. I think I had meh the Slayer Deeds the first time they came out, and then everybody corrected me.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're situational, though. So I can see why it would get a meh or a thumbs up.
Well, because you can just do it. You can just do it.
Yeah, you don't have to
without the Slayer Deed. But if you're going to give yourself an enhancement, I think that this is smarter than just buying the virtue.
Yeah, and to be fair, now that there are, like, less people in Moria than there were when I did the Dragonettes, I know that this time around, it looked like there were more Dragonettes than I remembered. At least, that's what it felt like when I wasn't focusing on actually killing them and just running through. Because they're evil. All right, there are new emotes.
Yes, and I have a post on Mondays with a video coming up from this. Mary Dew from Landerville. Okay, here's the full story. The new emotes came out. Oh, you want me to stop?
No, I'm laughing.
Why?
No, because you're like, here's the story.
Oh.
Go ahead. No, I'm just being silly.
I'm embarrassed. November 17th, they announced that there's new emotes out there. I ran to Bull Roar thinking, I have 16,000 turbine points on Bullroar. I will buy them all, make a video, and that way I can tell which ones I actually really want to buy on Landerville. They're not updated in the store. The icon is there that says new emotes, but you click on it and nothing happens.
Yeah, those are in a current build.
Right. Well, they did go out after Bullroar was open, so I totally understand, but I was kind of annoyed. Anyway, so I was kind of complaining about Twitter. I was like, I want to take a video of these emotes and they're not in Bull Roar. And Mary Dew said, well, I bought most of them already. And so she allowed me to video her. She's got the mount rear up, the mount kick, and the mount bow. And there's a new one called Wipe Sweat. And if you want to imagine that one, it looks more like a phew. If you can imagine that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
You're wiping your brow. I wipe sweat. It's kind of gross. But it's more of like a, we got that done kind of a emote, which is pretty cute.
Yeah. I have many times wiped my brow.
But that one's more expensive.
You know what? I would actually use that a lot in the dumb group, because I'd be like, the Runekeeper lived, or the minstrel lived, or I lived.
Yeah, so, and then, so Mary Dew had all those, and she allowed me to film her, so I didn't have to buy all those.
Thank you, Mary Dew.
Thank you, Mary Dew. You saved me a lot of turbine points. The ones that she didn't buy were the rock, paper, scissors, but they're called stone, paper, scissors. I think that there's a problem with saying rock. Like, stone's more appropriate for Tolkien.
I can see that. That's fine.
So, it's stone, paper, scissors. I purchased those three, and they're included in the video as well. They do exactly what they sound like, except the scissors isn't true scissors. Her fingers are open, but her palm is completely out. So it's
close enough.
It's a scissor. It's a very big bladed scissor.
I can see the person who... who was told that they needed that animation going, you want me to what?
You want me to move two fingers? Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. New. Those are all the new emotes. They're 195 turbine points each, except for the wipe sweat, which is 250.
Yeah. Or is it 250?
Yes.
Okay. I know. You asked me to look that up, and I told you.
I made you look it up, because I'm like, you're in game. Look this up for me.
Well, it's a good thing we did, because that's the one that's most expensive.
Yeah, because I would have probably just said that they were all 195, because they all were, except for that one for some reason.
Hey, Golden.
Probably because they know that you're going to be like,
Hey, Golden Star.
What?
Did you miss the party? Did you get all the Harvest Man stuff? Because if you didn't, You can get it in the store.
Yes, thank you.
Or honey. You can wait till next year.
Yeah, well, I have a post about this as well that'll come out next week. The sale doesn't start till the 22nd. I saw no reason to do it so early, you know? Right. So I'm going to I already have it written up and it's scheduled for Monday. The festival steeds are out there. The painted white skeleton steed is in there. So if you completely have horrible luck or like me just didn't do it. I tried like 3 times.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of like, I'm done. and you just want to buy it. The painted skeleton steed pony will be in the store starting on Tuesday. It is 1,495 turbine points. It's the reason you might want to buy it is because it's extremely rare.
It is extremely rare.
You have to be lucky to get it. And if you get it, hope that you got it on the character you wanted it on.
Of course, then you'll get it and you'll ride it like my lore master does and realize it only has 100 health and only 62% speed. And you'll be like, why am I riding this? Why am I doing it?
Why am I riding this worthless
horse? Okay, it does look pretty, but he got it for free. And I don't think that it's worth $14.95.
So, some people, it's more than just the riding, honey. It's the look. So
I know, but still, don't.
Anyway, the next, also the stable Harvest Math steed is going to be in the store. This is the 2010 horse. So I suspect that if you want this horse, you're going to buy it anyway, because next year this is going to be the number 3 horse that's going to be bumped to the store.
Oh, that is a good point.
Because the 2012 and the 2011 horse will be in game and the 2010 will be bumped to the store. So if you want this one, you might as well buy it whenever you have the turbine points, because it's going to be in the store both ways, I believe, if they keep with the pattern that they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
They can always make me a liar. I don't really care. cosmetics masks are on sale as well. Now, there's 2 types of masks here. There's the masks that are like the boar head mask, the goblin mask, the raven mask, the pipe festival mask, which is completely creepy.
the rabbit mask is creepy.
Well, I'm not talking about that one right now.
Okay.
It's just the ones I mentioned.
I'm just saying.
We'll get there, sweetheart.
Okay.
Those masks are just cosmetic items. You buy them with festival tokens. Super easy to get. There's no real reason to get these now. Just no. Wait. And if you absolutely have to need this with so badly, it's everybody had one. Look on the AH.
They're not bound, are they?
I don't believe they're bound. Just ask a friend to put it in your wardrobe.
A lot of people probably put them in their wardrobe or in their kin house and then put them on the AH. Or
That's why it's important I was making the distinction for these. This is the boarhead mask, the goblin mask, the raven mask, and the pipe festival mask. These ones are just, everybody has them. Everybody's got one somewhere. Just ask around, get it for free, or just wait till the festival next year and use some turbine points, some festival tokens. Super easy. I do not recommend buying those from the store here.
No.
The other ones, the beaver mask, the bucket festival mask, the pumpkin festival mask, and the rabbit festival mask. Those are bound because they are quest rewards. So you cannot get those from a friend, but still, they're super easy to get during the festival. But if for whatever reason you can't live without being a creepy bunny head, I guess go ahead. It's 195 turbine points. They're all 195 turbine points. They're not very expensive. But I just wanted to make it clear. They're super easy to get in the festival. Only buy these if you seriously, for whatever reason, cannot wait till next year.
Hmm. Interesting. That's very weird. Yeah, I don't think I would. Yeah, I'm sorry. The weird part is I'm looking at some of these masks in the picture below. They are creepy. So, I kind of agree. I would wait. I don't really think anything's mass worn.
I'm pretty sure the quest reward ones are bound, Krell. I don't. Maybe they're not, I guess.
Okay. But either way, they're not worth buying in the store.
No, I don't think they are.
Okay. So, CSDM news. Pineleaf has a primer up of Volume 16, Assault on the Ringwraith Lair, known as... This is the incredibly annoying one. That is my official name for it.
The what?
This is my name. My name for this one is the incredibly annoying one. Because I think this is, and Pineleaf can correct me if he wants to, if I'm right. But this is the one where I think you have to. Oh, you put up a. Is this the one where the two lieutenants always attack you. Like, it has waves every time. Well, I'll take a look at it. Anyway, it's a good guide. You should take a look at it and read of it.
Well, Pinely's guides are always good. Here, you want me to open it up real quick?
No, that's okay. In community news, The Princess and the Goblin is on Middle Earth Network Radio starting November 20th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. The Princess and the Goblin is actually very cool. I've heard some of it.
We've heard some of it. It's really good.
It is voice acted by Tyler Michael Johnson and his wife. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name right now.
It's in the post, I believe.
Oh, and it's, let's see. And his wife, Amanda.
Yes.
It is a reading of George MacDonald's The Princess and the Goblin, and they're both voice actors and actors, and they're really good, and it has some great music by, is it Ion Zur?
This is like a radio drama. Yeah. It's not just a reading. They're voice acting. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be on Middle Earth Network on November 20th. If you're listening to us live, that's tomorrow. It airs at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. That is Eastern time.
Eastern time.
And I saw
the only time that matters because it's the only one that makes sense to me.
And the composer is Arjen Kyo. I apologize. Ion Zur is somebody else. So you need to listen to this because you'll be glad that you did. It is excellent. They've done a great job. It is professional in every sense of the term.
Yes, it's really, yeah. So we highly recommend it.
Okay. The weekly poll is, are you transferring servers?
No.
No.
But we're on a great server, so we don't need to.
Pretty much.
634 people voted on this poll. 86% said, I will not be moving. Well, I kind of expected that because most people are not going to move, right?
Right.
9% said I will be moving one character. 3% said they will be moving a few characters. 2% said that they will be moving all of their characters. And for some reason, 3 votes didn't register as a percentage. So 0% said I will be moving many of my characters.
Wow. We will give you an honorary 1% there. Because you are not, you are count, you are valid too.
You count.
Yes, you do.
Your votes count.
Wow, 3 people will be moving many of their characters. Wow. Wow.
Well, 2% are moving all of them.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. You know, I can understand that because these things have been closed so long. I know Katani is working on grinding Turbine Point so she can move one of her characters over.
Oh, is she?
Yep. Yeah, she was telling me about that. Good luck, Katani. You can do it.
She's grinding what to move her character over?
Turbine points, because you can use turbine points.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you can use money or turbine points.
Why is she grinding? Just grind on our new server.
Yeah, well, no, she's grinding turbine points so she can
move. So she can move. Okay, got it.
Which I think is decent. I mean, I think, I don't know if we talked about this enough, but the turbine points to move your characters, I think, is actually really cool.
It's a nice touch, yes.
Yeah, so.
It's a nice offer, so that way, if you get a gift card and you really, really wanted to do it,
yeah,
it's not going to cost you anything. It cost Auntie Sue.
Yeah. And we've heard, Morrow says that it only took her 4 days for her move. So
welcome to Landerville, Morrow.
Yeah. Awesome. I know a good kitchen. Or two. But yeah, a lot of people have been saying that it's about that. But like you said, it's what I think they said it could take up to 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I think that they say that.
Because that's, you know.
Yeah,
they want to give themselves
some. They want to make sure. So you get done in 4 days, you're like, wow, that didn't take so long at all. Yeah. Where if they told you, we'll have it done right away and it takes 4 days.
Yeah. Andy asked what the cost variation between the cash and TPs is. I do not know.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Listen to episode 114.
It's probably pretty close, I would think.
It wasn't far off.
Yeah.
I don't recall, honestly.
All right. So with that, we will head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, this week we have an email from Cavagor of Rivendell. Hello, I have a level 33 guardian on Imeldris named Cavagor. I'm currently trying to unlock the class trait Litany of Challenge and says to strike with challenge. I've tried a number of ways to increment the number. I know I've done it 108 times out of 350, but I do not know how I did this. As previous trait stated, to use challenge, which was simple and easy to understand. Please help me understand what I need to do. I greatly appreciate it. So I emailed him back, and It's been a while since I did this, so please correct me, chat room, if I am incorrect, but I believe you actually have to hit a mob with challenge, so it has to be close with you. It has to be aggro, like a mob, not like
what
a
is squirrel. Challenge?
Squirrel is, that is
squirrel.
The...
Squirrel?
Yeah, like not like a squirrel or something like that. It's where squirrels fly out of your mouth and go... So, no, it is a AoE aggro yell. That's one of the first things
so
I do.
So you have to actually yell and have it affect things around you.
I think, it just has to land. Like, okay. It can't be resisted or something like that.
Okay. Ralfid? Ralfid?
Yes, Ralfred.
Tomorrow, Dolph.
Just think like it's Alfred and your Scooby-Doo. Ralfred!
Ralfred!
See, there you go. Perfect.
Insert generic greeting, avoiding who takes precedence. Love the show. I made level 50 with my champion and Timoria this week. Here's a funny story, though. Hold on, I need to make my window bigger so I can actually read this. Here's a funny story, though. I went to the historic instance. What instance?
I don't know. The historic one.
Okay. And we went into the cave. They told me to stay back and away from the Balrog.
Oh, the rift.
No, I think he's talking about the Moria epic quest where you...
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I watched them get toasted in 2 seconds. Yeah. A little quest item said escape, and I was in a blind passage, so I ran and ran and died. I tried again and made it this time. At the end, the dwarf said, I'm out of here
I'm out of here. You slow him down.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry. I'm trying. So, then it's time to face the Watcher. Same deal. Catastrophe. But this time when they said run, I ran very fast. It's a good strategy. There was a dwarf in front of me and I realized, I don't have to outrun the Watcher, just this dwarf. So I sprinted past him and went past the guards and finally turned back and found that I had run so fast that I got to the meeting place well ahead of the guy that I was supposed to meet. Fun. Ralfred of Dwarodelf.
Very nice. I like that. Stefan writes, Hi, Merrick. Hi, Goldenstar Merrick. I really appreciate your podcast and blog. In my opinion, the best episodes are the class roundtables. I learned a lot from them. As my main is RK, currently level 50, I'm interested in an update of the RK roundtable, episode 81A. It would be great if the discussion team would come back and discuss about the class changes, change skills, new skill items that came with Isengard, and how it affected the playstyle and playing strategies. I think that would be interesting for the other classes that have been subject to the change as well. Best regards from Germany, Stefan. P.S. Good that your site is up and running without any problems for a couple of weeks that the malware script attack. Yes, well, it's been a couple of weeks, so we can expect it to come back anytime.
Yeah, I'm expecting tomorrow.
Yeah. So we are working on them.
Yeah, roundtables are on our plates, but it's the holidays. It's busy, and we have to find at least 3 other people who are willing to sit and talk with us for hours.
Yeah.
So... We'll get there. It is we've been getting a lot of those.
Yes, we've been getting a lot of people saying, "Are you going to do roundtables?"
We have not forgotten about the roundtables. They're just very time intensive to set up. Aelwolf of Landerville. I know there was some discussion on how long it would take, etc. When Turbine opened up the world transfers again, I put in a request this past Saturday to transfer my original Lotro character off Nimrodel and onto Landerville. Just received a confirmation that the world transfer was complete. So less than a week turnaround. I figured you might be curious.
Well, thank you very much. Farnham Redmayne of Dale, Withywind Serval, says, Hi, Golden Star American, Baby Hobbit. I thought I'd like to share the following. It may not be brilliant, but it's about free stuff. So, when I get a bit fed up with my characters, I make a new one. I love the first 10 to 15 levels, so I do this often and later delete the character. As you know, we get this welcome box that you can open at almost every new level, starting when you exit the starter's instance, and that free temp horse drops out. So out of this box comes all kind of goodies, and all of them are account bound. Stuff like Rite of Passage, where have you been riding, where you can ride free to all locations that your characters have explored. Before I delete my character, I drop the stuff in the shared storage and save it for when I have need of one on my other characters. I only thought about this recently, so I'm not sure if the usefulness holds up till level 10 to 15, but it's already come in handy a few times. I suppose you could do this by making hunters as they level quite fast at the start. I realize that you can buy more stuff in the store, but we always don't have the TP to burn. Maybe some of the CSDM fans have similar stuff that's interesting that they would like to share. Well, that's it for now. As always, looking forward to the next podcast, Farnham Redmayne of Dale with a Wind Servo. P.S. As a great king once said, not all those are alcoholics are mad. Thank you. I like to think that we are not. And he also wrote in again and saying that the Steed of Guardian has the same problems as the Steed of the Hunter, where you sit up front and it makes it difficult to have babies later. So
it doesn't look as bad, though, as the Hunter one.
No, was. But I would assume it's got to be the same bug. It's got to be fixed later, soon.
It doesn't look that bad to me. It looks a little forward.
It's not as bad, but you can definitely, if you look where the horn is at the front of the saddle, you can see that it is very...
But these are English saddles. There's no horns on them.
Oh, well. Then, yeah, the saddle's still protruding. Yeah, he's still a little bit too far forward. What do I want? It's like, that's got to be fixed. I would assume that there's a fix coming in for that sometime soon. All right, moving on to player achievements.
Rodgrim says, in my second week, back after 2 years off, I got from 40 to 52, got my legendaries, wiped Eregion free of quests, completed my 45 class quest, and replaced every single piece of gear, and discovered CSTM and shared it with my kin.
Oh, awesome.
Rogrim, 52-man minstrel, jesters of Landerville, jesters.
Halfindel says, Halfindel Alumathor, I'm sorry, not that, Warden of Riddermark, Officer of the Spirits of the Metashin, I am slaughtering that as well. Kinship is now level 61 and no longer listens to CSTM. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No longer listens to CSTM. Has boycotted us for Merrick's horrible pronunciation.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, no, what he really says is got to the epilogue of Volume 2, has his winged circlet, and finally completed his level 50 Warden quest. He has his masteries now, which are kind of a pain to learn and to use. Thank you, Halfindel. You are my new favorite person. That's awesome.
Elvir wants to wait because another dragon is attacking her in Skyrim.
I am sorry. We are going to move on.
Okay.
We were paid by the dragon to keep you distracted.
Pays in pies.
Yeah. You don't pay in pies.
Aldarion. Did we do that one already?
No.
I'm sorry. Aldarion says, Aldarion, champion of Landerville, kinmate of the Council of the Secret Fire. Hi, Kenny. Just reached level 30. After doing a couple skirmishes to reach this level, I'm finally on my way to Evendim Zone, ready to continue my adventures.
All right. Thuranfear of Riddermark says, Thuranfear Swiftfoot of the Quick Post has reached level 42, gotten past the Watching Stones, finished the Icy Crevasse at his first, and has his first trait of the Ancient Master line. Finally, power and wisdom, I think. He also got his fourth Misty Mountain Forkel page of Leaf and Twig, currently kinless on Riddermark.
Aww. Aww. Well, maybe it's by choice.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a sad thing.
Right. We'd like to thank the following people for their podcasts and app reviews. Gigs Burns.
Riven.
DC Podna.
And BLK1.
And we'd like to thank the very people who donated. Ricardo B.
Jeff K.
Michelle L.
And her adorable little chipmunk.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. All right, contact us at
our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. It's 2786. You can mail me NyQuil. Sorry. We're available to follow on both Twitter and Facebook. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would appreciate that. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on the Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right. So thank you, chat room, for coming out. We really appreciate your interaction all the time. You guys are a ton of help. And thank you, everybody, who downloads and streams and listens and participates on the blog and corrects me because I am a silly, silly man.
Does that mean me?
Yes, you especially. You, their leader and founder. All right, so thank you, everybody. Have a good holiday if you're in the States. It is going to be Turkey Day next Thursday.
Next Thursday is Turkey Day.
And we'll talk to you soon.
See you next week.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.